Welcome back to the Small Business Show. If you're enjoying, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. This week, I had the pleasure of chatting with Andrew Frazier, founder of Small Business Like a Pro. Andrew, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, Lori, how you doing? Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on your show.
Definitely, and I'm excited to have you. I'm excited to dive into your journey, and we'll talk about systems today. But before we do, I do want to go ahead, as usual, rewind the clock just a bit. I want to talk about the days long before you thought about the word entrepreneurship. What did you think life would look like in the future?
Well, you know, I mean, definitely, I started out as a paper boy in fourth grade, so I had a taste of it early on, but, you know, went the longer route, you know, went to college and studied engineering, served in the Navy, worked in corporate, and, you know, really had an opportunity at my career to sort of decide which way I wanted to go moving forward. And for the last 10 years, I've been had my own business as an entrepreneur, helping entrepreneurs and other business owners, which has been great.
So you started off as a paper boy. Something really pulled you towards that entrepreneurial journey. Then you started your business. You took the steps, you followed the course, and you started your business. So what were some of the things that you did in the start of your business when you decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do? This is where I'm going. I'm going to work with entrepreneurs. What were some of the first steps that you took to set yourself up for success?
Well, I think that, you know, the first thing, and, you know, I think something that a lot of people going into entrepreneurship don't think about, and I appreciate the question, is what do you do before to prepare for success? And, you know, one of the big things is you want to build your network, and it's not the same as a corporate network. When you leave, a lot of your network falls away because you don't have the same things in common. You know, many times people are in your network because of your title or the company that you're in, not necessarily because of you. So building the entrepreneurial network, save money because you have to put your own money in your own business. Nobody's giving you money for your business. Get as much credit secured while you're working as possible, so you have it after you leave, so you have access to capital that way. And, you know, the other thing that is good to do is, you know, really work on writing your business plan, because, you know, by clarifying your ideas and what you're thinking about doing, it allows you to really be more successful faster. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I wish I had done that better. Because, you know, my business has evolved in many ways over time, and I could have evolved faster, and then I'd have made more money sooner, which would have been nice.
But that's why it's called a journey, you know? There's an evolution of that journey for everybody. I think we all start off with a plan of some sort. You know, we all start by writing that initial business plan, and it does. It evolves throughout the course of actually running your business. And that's why, you know, this show is about the journey. It's not about becoming an overnight success, because that realistically does not happen. And even those who you see or imagine or perceive to be that overnight success have had many, many, many years built into that journey that you're just now witnessing the birth of. So what do you feel like you do specifically, you know, whether it be with your clients or in your own practice, to really make sure that you are prepped and ready to move forward in your practice no matter what. So a lot of the times, just to clarify, you know, when I'm working with clients and even myself, for instance, we get caught in what I call wino mode, where we are stuck working in our business versus on our business. You know, we're going and going and going. We're meeting with clients. We're, you know, taking appointments, having calls, taking care of business as usual. But what happens when we stop doing the marketing? What happens when we stop actually focusing on our practice? It comes to a halt. So how is it that you set yourself up for success in that way?
Okay, well, you know, the first thing is planning. You know, really thinking through what you're going to do. You know, one thing I do myself, but also recommend for my clients, because it's a natural problem. You know, when you, things are good, you slow down your marketing, but then you have a hole in your pipeline. So, or you don't have the pipeline that you need just because you haven't been marketing enough. So one of my prescriptions is you need to market at least 2 hours a day, because if you get into that practice, then it's always happening. I mean, there's so many different things that can constitute sales and marketing, but at least if you have that on your calendar as something to do every day, then it gets done, because the more time you put into it and the more effectively do it based on planning and strategy, the better results you're going to get.
Definitely. Do you use any specific systems to help you with that? So aside from your time blocking specifically to make sure that you build that time into your schedule to focus on that actual income generating activity of marketing, you know, do you use any specific tools or technology to help you with that?
Yes, you know, really as more of a solopreneur, even though I do have people who work with me on projects, but more on a 1099 basis, you know, you have a lot limited time, limited resources, because you got to get customers, you got to service customers, you got to follow up with them and get paid. So, you know, it's evolved. And, you know, as I've grown, you know, one of the key aspects of my business is LinkedIn. You know, many of my clients in business, if they don't come through LinkedIn, they always have some LinkedIn interaction, either through nurturing, through connecting with people, through people seeing my profile. And, you know, I've had people hire me just based on my profile because I spend a lot of effort with that. So LinkedIn has been powerful. The last couple of years, I stepped it up a couple ways. One way I'm doing it is, you know, joined with a group. And what we do is we post every day. So I have a LinkedIn post that goes out every single day. And not only that, the group works together to create momentum around your posts. So actually I had a post that went out Friday, had 64,000 views, which is huge. So, but the group that I'm with, they put the articles up. They, all I have to do is give them the article or the post. They'll edit it, put it up, everything else. So, you know, getting help. That means every day I have a post. And if for some reason I didn't write my post, they'll use one of the old ones. So every single day, you know, I've got a LinkedIn post going out. You know, I have a virtual assistant that follows up on the post and also reaches out to everyone I'm connected with who either has a birthday, who has a new job, or anything comes up. So they reach out to them, congratulate. So that's been good. And then, you know, I have another virtual assistant that does Sales Navigator for me. And what she does is really focuses on certain people in my network and also adding certain people to my network based on their profile and using that as a way to really connect, build relationships, and grow. So, you know, this year I've got I surpassed 10,000 connections on LinkedIn, and I've had over a million views of all my posts. So, and that's automatic, and I don't have to do it all myself. So that's been a big piece of it.
That's outstanding. And what I want to really pull out of that is consistency, collaboration, and follow-up. Those pieces are so crucial to the journey. If you don't remain consistent, it's very difficult to get into the momentum or actually create a habit that's going to benefit you in the long run. Attempting to do it all your own will never work. You have to, at some point, delegate, collaborate, and work with others in order to really truly fulfill what it is you're looking to accomplish in the end. And follow up. It's something that a lot of my clients hate doing, but we put in the systems, you know, into place to make it simple, you know, to make sure that you're actually doing that follow up, because the true relationship with your clients starts when the payment is already completed, when you've already finished your services. Now you're really working towards relationship building post the services, so that they can then talk you up to other people, and that's how your business continues to move forward. So great pieces, Andrew. I truly appreciate you sharing that with us. Please share with us all about Small Business Like a Pro.
Okay, well, you know, like everybody's businesses, it evolves over time. You know, what, you know, I've done over the past 12 years is really a focus on coaching, consulting, and training entrepreneurs and small business owners, 10 million in revenues and below. Any industry, because I focus on more just the business best practices and strategy and financial management. You know, it started out more teaching, then evolved to more coaching, and then it's evolved to more consulting. And, you know, I wrote my first book based on, you know, experiences helping people. And, you know, that book evolved into an online university, which we recently launched. You know, over 12 years, it's taken many iterations. It's still around supporting and helping entrepreneurs and business owners, but in more and more valuable ways, and more people are benefiting from it. So, you know, it's an exciting journey.
Definitely. And that's because you did the follow-up. Yeah. You did the follow-up. You listened to what it was your clients were saying. You heard what they truly needed. And from that, you began to evolve your practice and truly build out the additional pieces bit by bit throughout the years that were going to serve them in the ways that you knew they needed, because you were listening. So, no, I love that. And I'm super excited to dive in and check out the university. And we'll be sure to put a link to that on the show notes page. So please be sure to share that. If you had the opportunity to go back, say, a decade or so, and tell yourself just one thing, what do you think that?
That's a great question. I would probably tell myself to invest more in marketing and sales and get the support and help sooner, because it just really multiplies what you can do. Like right now, you know, with what I'm doing there, I'm also doing a live stream weekly, and we've done it for a year now, over a year. So it's, you know, over 52 episodes, you know, which is another way. And then use my CRM HubSpot. So, you know, all those things I can't do all by myself, but, you know, that has me firing on all cylinders and really being able to grow and move forward.
Totally understand. Totally do. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so one thing I just wanted to hit on that you had talked about before is the relationships with your clients. Yes. But I would take it a step back. I would say you even need to do all that stuff before their clients, mm-hmm. and building relationships, because, you know, I've had so many clients that I've had a relationship with for 3 years before they became clients. So, you know, definitely that follow up, you know, yields results as well.
Definitely. I agree. You have to build the relationship before. Your clients have to know, like, and trust you before they're actually going to work with you. But once they've done that, I think there's a period in which you definitely have to make sure that follow-up system is there so that they're not falling away, so that that retention effort and that referral opportunity truly is opening itself up to you, so that they're not just that one-time client for that one-time sale. So, you know, and that's really the direction I was going with the relationship. Thank you for correcting me. That is 100% true. So I do not want to mislead the audience in any way. Your relationship with your clients does not start at the end of the sale. It definitely starts long before that. But you definitely have the relationship building that still needs to be done post that sale so that you can follow through and follow up. So definitely. And thank you for that. I appreciate that. If you had a magic wand and could change anything at all in the business, what do you think that would be and why?
Other than making more money? It would be, you know, I'm really at this phase where being able to impact more people, and which is part of my strategy that I'm starting to implement now, where, you know, I'm going regional, national, and even global with my training and my teaching and education. But to really be able to find ways to accelerate their growth, you know, help them to learn key things faster. Because there's so many things you need to know as a business owner, like, you know, you can't know them all. So really helping to bridge that gap so people can be successful faster, because there's so many people going into business that are woefully unprepared. And, you know, being able to help them, keep them from losing as much money or and help them make more money faster is really my goal.
That is the purpose of the show, is to really truly share what the journey looks like, really truly share what entrepreneurship consists of. You know, it's not the shiny object syndrome that a lot of people have when they enter the online world, thinking that they're gonna, you know, snap to it and make a dollar. It is a journey. There is real work to be done in it. And I thank you so much for sharing yours with us, Andrew. Well, we will definitely see you over in the community. And again, I thank you for joining us today. Please share the best way for our viewers to find you.
Okay, great. Well, definitely LinkedIn is a great way, because I'm, you know, very visible there and would love to connect with you. You can learn about my university at www.sbprou.com. So it's Small Business Pro University, SBPro, the letter U.com.
We will be sure to include a link to that on the show notes page. So, Andrew, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Lori.